Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Few things in nature are as dramatic and unstoppable as a lava flow. Einat Lev, postdoctoral research fellow at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, explains efforts to better understand how flowing lava interacts with its surrounding environment.
Volcanic lava comes in many styles and flavors. Different kinds of flows cover the ocean floors, build giant mountains, and form parts of continents. The remains are common on the Moon, Venus, and Mars. Studying the dynamics of flows helps us devise defenses for communities near volcanoes. Hardened lavas also provide a lasting record of the frequency of eruptions and the chemical and physical mechanisms that drive them. I am part of a project aimed at improving an understanding of lava flows. In short, we make our own flows. We do this at a lab run by my colleagues at Syracuse University. Here we melt basaltic rocks, that is, hardened chunks of lava, by heating them back up to almost 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit in a furnace. We then pour the lava out onto surfaces made of different materials and shapes. So far, we've poured lava on wet and dry sand, soil, into metal flumes of various shapes, on ice and on snow, and into a bathtub full of water. We collect data on the lava's behavior using instruments such as infrared video cameras and high-temperature thermometers. The experiments have already yielded interesting results, including benchmarks we can use to predict the behavior of flows in natural conditions. For instance, in our experiments using ice and snow, our lavas have created shapes similar to those we see in Iceland, the U.S. Northwest, and other volcanic regions where there are glaciers. Flows that we poured into channels containing obstacles have taught us how lava may interact with buildings, trees, and cliffs. We have many plans for future experiments. We plan to recreate Martian flows by pouring lava onto the kind of dust-like material that covers that planet. We want to look at how water vapor, oxygen, and other gases are transmitted between ground and lava. Our new ability to create carefully controlled lava flows opens the door to new directions in the study of the Earth and beyond.
That was Einat Lev of Columbia University.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.